Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Spider fossils weave a complex geological web. Paul Selden, professor of invertebrate paleontology at the University of Kansas, traces the evolutionary path of arachnids.
My old aunt used to say, "If you wish to live and thrive, let the spider run alive." This proverb exemplifies not only how humans are intrigued by spiders, fascinated by their ingenious web building or loathed by arachnophobes, but also the importance of spiders as major predators of the insect hordes which have literally plagued mankind over the centuries. To understand the evolution of the arms race between insects and spiders over geologic time, we need to study their fossils. A soft-bodied spider does not normally withstand being buried in rock for millions of years, but in certain circumstances, spider fossils can be quite common, in amber, for example. This fossilised tree resin preserves plant and animal remains from the more recent geological periods. So to study ancient biodiversity, we need to look elsewhere. Volcanic lake deposits, where massive falls of extremely fine volcanic ash devastate lake margin forests, carrying the carcasses to the lake bottom where they are buried in sediment, are a good example. An especially rich locality lies in Jurassic deposits at Daohegu in Inner Mongolia, China. Here, a few hundred spiders have been found alongside many thousands of insects, plants and vertebrates, including dinosaurs, early mammals and birds. The spiders from Daohegu are preserved with remarkably fine fidelity, and some can be identified to modern families. This information helps paleontologists to reconstruct ancient ecosystems more completely. In Jurassic times, the Daohegu area was a lush lakeside forest with vegetation festooned in spiderwebs, like in the tropics today. So next time you see a spider, remember the rhyme and reflect that its ancestors have been around, little changed, for hundreds of millions of years.
That was Paul Selden of the University of Kansas. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.